Mind Your Elders by Denim Blue. Read by Goombasa. Luna covered her mouth with a hoof as she yawned, barely hiding the action from her sister and the mayor of Philadelphia. She was visiting Canterlot in regards to yet another swarm of parasprites. It was a matter that was of urgency, and the sooner it would be taken care of, the better. Still, Luna was curious why she, the Princess of the Night, had been requested by her elder sister to attend court so early in the day. She knew her sister well enough to know that it was likely important. Possibly an ambassador was visiting Equestria, and both sisters would be requested to be present. Perhaps a major criminal had been captured. Whatever the case may have been, Celestia had promised to fill her in when the meeting with Philadelphia's mayor was finished. "I know they are considered a natural part of the land, Your Majesties, and we respect them and their role in the environment, but we would greatly appreciate some assistance in setting up preventative spell wards, at least until they're done dividing. We have been informed by our experts that they will only split apart until the end of summer, then seek shelter in the deepest woods and wait out the fall and winter months." Celestia flashed the mayor her trademark smile of calm understanding.
"Of course, Mayor Winnowseed. I will be sure to send word of Philadelphia's plight to Professor Ashwinder as soon as possible. She is the university's top environmental expert and an experienced researcher in magical creatures. I'll also send a message to Madame Ansile, the castle's leading protective spellcrafter. They should have your city protected before the end of the week. Please do what you can in the meantime. Equestria can ill afford any of your farms losing more of their crops like years prior. You will have our full support, of that I can assure you."
The mayor's eyes widened significantly. She opened and closed her mouth several times, then bowed deeply, trying her best to keep her voice even.
I thank you, Your Majesties."
The mayor rose up, then bowed once more.
"I'll be sure to inform the city as soon as I can."
As soon as the mayor had left the throne room, Luna let out another yawn, louder this time. She didn't bother trying to hide it.
"Honestly, Celestia, what possessed you to wake me up so early? It is not even 6 in the afternoon yet. Surely there is some important reason for doing so, is there not?"
She immediately regretted her words and continued.
I mean, the meeting with the mayor of Philadelphia was indeed an important concern. Do not misunderstand me, but...
Luna, it's all right. I know it's a minor matter compared to what we've dealt with in the past.
Celestia gave her sister a wink.
No need to sugarcoat it.
Luna sighed, slouching as she did so.
In that case, what is the reason for me being here? An audience seeking aid over a parasprite infestation is hardly a matter that requires my presence. You had it under control, after all. I barely said more than 2 words to her.
Celestia's smile grew a little as she watched Luna pout.
Yes, Luna, I assure you that I didn't have you pulled out of bed for my amusement.
She chuckled as Luna gave her a weak glare.
By the way, I see you use that new shampoo I suggested. It really brings out the luster in your mane.
Luna perked up at the praise from her older sister, her glare vanishing instantly.
Thank you. I asked Rarity about the product after you suggested it. I'm glad I listened to the 2 of you.
She ran a hoof through her mane, which shimmered as she did so.
I should pay Rarity a visit and see what she and the other girls think.
She smiled at the thought.
Perhaps we may take a short vacation so that we might see them, sister?
Celestia laughed quietly.
We can arrange that, I'm sure. Now then, as to why you're really here right now.
She looked at the guards, who stood silent and focused on everything they were supposed to, and remained ignorant to everything they weren't. Celestia lowered her voice to a whisper and continued,
I received word from one of them today.
Luna quirked an eyebrow in confusion. After several moments of silence from Celestia, her eyes slowly widened.
You mean?
Celestia nodded.
Yes.
Luna paled, quite an accomplishment for a mare with such a dark-colored coat.
It's not because of me, is it?
She swallowed hard.
Sister, am I in trouble? Am I to be banished?
Hush, Luna. Celestia spoke softly as she draped a wing and pulled her sister gently to her side. Nothing like that will happen. Trust me. You and I both know they are wise enough to understand what happened.
She nuzzled Luna for a moment.
I doubt that is the purpose of their visit.
Luna nodded, though she clearly sounded unconvinced.
If you believe that truly?
I do. Celestia replied, her voice both comforting and firm. If, for any reason, that would be the case, I will do everything in my power to dissuade them. Luna shrunk back a bit, her eyes flitting around the room nervously. She looked back to her sister and said in a voice just above a whisper,
Sister, do not speak like that. Disagreeing with them is, well, it is not to be talked of so lightly.
Celestia remained smiling.
Luna, for you I would tear the seas in two and shatter the skies.
Luna cast her gaze down to her hooves, smiling softly as she exhaled.
I would do likewise, Celestia.
The sound of a guard clearing his voice could be heard from the far end of the long hall. Celestia and Luna raised their heads and separated from one another. Celestia gave the guard an inquisitive look.
Yes?
Your Majesties,
He paused for a moment as he glanced behind him toward the massive doorway.
Our final visitor requesting your audience this afternoon is Miss Pinkamina Diane Pye.
The sisters gave confused looks to the equally confused guard. He remained in place, his eyes darting back to the door every few seconds. He didn't seem particularly nervous about what was beyond those doors, but he didn't seem that eager to open them back up, either.
Is that so? Celestia replied. Well, that is surprising. Was she scheduled?
No, Your Majesty. She simply came and asked if she could speak with you.
Luna laughed a little.
Very well. Let Miss Pye enter.
The guard bowed and signaled to the two unicorn guards standing on either side of the wide doorway. They opened either of the double doors with their magic, revealing none other than Ponyville's premier party pony.
Hiya, Princess Celestia! Oh, Princess Luna, too!
Pinky bounced down the carpeted path that led towards the two sisters.
Neat, I could talk to both of you then! Yay!
She giggled to herself, stopping about 3 feet before the small platform upon which the two sisters' throne sat.
Good afternoon, Pinkie Pie. This is a wonderful and unexpected surprise, Celestia greeted. What brings you to Canterlot?
Pinkie cocked her head to the side.
You don't know?
Celestia's confused expression mirrored the pink earth pony's own. She shook her head.
I'm afraid not, no.
Pinkie rolled her eyes and sighed in clear annoyance.
I thought so. I told them that I should have been in charge of the letter. That way I could have made it into a party invitation, and we could have had the meeting at Sugar Cube Corner instead of here.
She shook her head.
Oh, well, no big deal.
She grinned broadly.
So, why are you here, Pinkie Pie? Luna asked.
I'm here for a very important reason. Well, sort of. It's a little bit of a boring reason, too, but it was my turn to visit, so here I am.
What reason would that be?
Celestia found herself growing a little anxious. What reason would Pinkie possibly have for visiting Canterlot? Was Twilight all right? Was there a Parasprite infestation in Ponyville, too? Was, dare she think it, something wrong with the Tree of Harmony? Pinkie gained a rare look of uncertainty before looking at the guards.
It's, well, a big, super-duper important can't-really-say-in-front-of-other-ponies- except for you two kind of reason.
A look of realization dawned upon the two sisters' faces. Luna spoke softly, her voice trembling ever so slightly.
Are you their representative?
Pinkie nodded fervently.
Yep, got it in one,
she giggled.
You'd be really good at guessing games, Luna.
Celestia and Luna both blinked several times, looks of mild disbelief written on their faces. Eventually, Celestia spoke.
Guards, please leave us for now. We shall call you back in when we are finished speaking with Miss Pye.
The guards looked at the Sun Princess for a moment, then bowed to both alicorns before making their way out of the throne room in two single-file lines, the solid oak doors sealing shut behind them. The throne room was silent, aside from the bouncing of Pinkie Pie as her hooves contacted the ground. Luna and Celestia shared nervous expressions with each other, then looked to their exuberant guest.
"So, you're the representative of the elders?"
"Uh-huh,"
Pinkie replied with a grin.
"I'm surprised. This was not what I had expected,"
Luna said, her eyes never leaving Pinkie's bouncing figure.
I mean, not that we would question their judgment on such things, but, well, it's just not what we had expected."
"Oh, it's okay, Luna. You don't need to be so nervous,"
Pinkie laughed.
"We're friends, aren't we?"
"Of course we are,"
Celestia answered before Luna could get in a reply. "Luna never meant otherwise, Pinkie. I mean, Pinkamina. We were just surprised to find out that you are our guest, that's all." Pinkie stopped bouncing suddenly and studied the two alicorns before her. After several long seconds, she slumped a bit and frowned.
"You're scared of me."
"Scared of you? Nonsense,"
Luna said with a forced smile and a strained laugh.
"That is most absurd."
"Luna, are you scared because of what happened with the whole Nightmare Moon thing?"
Pinkie asked, her voice unusually calm. Luna felt her throat tighten.
I wouldn't...
Celestia draped a wing over her sister.
"Pinkie Pie, are you mad at her? Please, whatever punishment you intend, please reconsider. She's no longer like..."
"Hey, I never said Luna was in trouble,"
Pinkie said, her smile struggling to reappear. Luna's voice shook a little.
"Please, I wasn't myself when that happened. You must understand I would never wish to endanger any pony."
Pinkie raised a hoof in a vain attempt to calm the younger alicorn.
"It's okay, Luna. We know, and we aren't angry with you. I promise."
You aren't?
Celestia beat Luna to the question. Pinkie shook her head rapidly.
"No, no, no."
She faced towards the Princess of the Night as she continued.
"Luna, you're a wonderful pony, and we know you're really sorry for everything that happened."
She lowered her head, smiling sadly as she continued.
I was hoping this would be a fun meeting. I guess that was hoping for a little too much, huh?"
Celestia and Luna said nothing. Pinkie sighed and closed her eyes, her brow knit in concentration, a small light emerging from her chest. It spread around her, engulfing her body completely. Both Luna and Celestia closed their eyes as the light became too intense to look at. The loud, almost melodic thrum of powerful magic could be heard, both sisters shuddering at the feeling of an ancient and infinitely powerful force washing over them. After several moments passed, the humming softened, then stopped. Celestia and Luna chanced a peek, opening their eyes a little. When they did, there stood Pinkie Pie, but not as she had once been. Her height and overall size were largely unchanged, but the pink pony was no longer a quadruped. She now stood on 8 legs, 4 in the front and 4 to the rear. A soft pink aura now emanated from her, and her bright blue eyes shined even brighter than before. Her mane's bouncing curls fluttered ever so slightly in the arcane winds, unfelt by mortal ponies, but always present. Luna and Celestia gasped and bowed their heads immediately and closed their eyes in reverence.
"Stop, you don't need to do that," Pinkie began. "Please, I didn't want to meet like this. I just wanted to meet with you both as a friend."
Celestia and Luna slowly looked up, noticing the unhappy expression she had gained. They both rose back up, sitting as they had been before.
"Sorry, but, well, we were just showing proper respect."
"Oh, Celestia, that's not needed with me,"
Pinkie laughed.
"If anything, we should be showing respect to you. You're both such super amazing princesses. You care about every pony, and you always try to be as nice as possible."
She smiled a little.
"You'll even step up to protect every pony when you need to."
Celestia looked down in shame. It has been some time since I worked on my stronger magics, Pinkie Pie. Chrysalis was far more powerful than I had anticipated. I apologize for failing to protect our citizens. And when Sombra returned, I must admit, I had Twilight and you girls venture out to the Crystal Empire with a less immediate goal in mind. I put Cadence and Shining Armor in such danger as well. She is not alone in the blame. When Chrysalis launched her attack, I had been out searching for possible clues as to the whereabouts of our supposed threat during the wedding. I was blind to the fact that the threat had been in the castle all along, Luna added quietly, ears drooping as she looked to the floor.
It's okay, you two. Philly Scout's honor. Besides, everything was okay in the end, right? We had a great wedding, Shining Armor and Cadence had a fantastic wedding day, and Dashie got to perform a sonic rainboom. We also rescued the Crystal Empire, saved the Crystal Ponies from being all mopey forever, and Spike of all ponies, dragons, got to save the day. She giggled. There is no need to be sorry. Why would we be angry at you two for doing your best to protect Equestria?
What of Discord? We should have...
Celestia.
Pinkie was suddenly right in front of the elder Alicorn. Celestia leaned back in surprise, but calmed down upon seeing the comforting smile on Pinky's face.
It's all right. Besides, Discord's not a big meaty pants anymore. Well, sorta. He still tries to cause problems, but not the big bad kind. I think...
She shrugged.
No need to be all down in the dumps about it.
Celestia blinked a few times. She closed her eyes and exhaled slowly, her body visibly relaxing as she did so.
I'm sorry. It's just... We hardly speak to the elders, and usually when they request for our audience, it's because of something serious.
That's why they sent me this time!
Pinkie beamed happily.
You see, I was once told by my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great...
She cleared her throat and laughed.
You get the picture. Anyway, my super-great-granddad Slepnir told me when I was just a filly that every pony has the potential to do amazing things. You two are super full of potential, and,
She tapped one of her 8 hooves against her chin, tongue sticking out in concentration.
Oh, you two are super full of potential, and we were right to entrust the world to you two. We're super proud of you both.
Celestia blinked, still processing the praise she and Luna had been given.
You are?
Yip, yip, yipperoony,
Pinkie said as she walked forward. Luna frowned, eyes still downcast as she shook her head.
How can all of you possibly be proud of me?
A comforting hoof touched her shoulder. Luna slowly looked up to see 2 vibrant blue eyes and a smile full of pride.
Luna, you had a very, very hard time. We understand, but you got through it in the end, and you're an even stronger pony than before because of that. I mean, you're learning so many new things that happened while you were away. You're making Twilight look bad.
The corners of Luna's lips lifted, if only a little.
I think I see a smile,
Pinkie teased playfully.
Thank you, Pinkie Pie.
Luna sniffled a little and giggled.
Our world is lucky to have such a loving divine like yourself to watch over it.
Aw, thanks, Luna.
Pinkie pulled Luna in for a forearmed hug.
You should smile more, you know. It suits you, just like it does Celestia. Every pony looks better with a smile. Oh, but Spike's not a pony, and he looks great with a smile, too. So I guess it's not just every pony, but everybody.
Celestia found herself laughing softly.
To think, all this time... Pinkie Pie, the element of laughter, apprentice baker and premier party pony of Ponyville and Equestria. That all this time she had been one of the elders. Even the elements of harmony bowed to their word.
A small frown found its way onto Celestia's feature.
And speaking of the elements... Pinkie, did you know about my sister and her eventually breaking free from the moon?
Celestia asked.
Did you know about the elements reawakening?
Pinkie smiled.
Sorta. Great Uncle Arion told me that I'd be sent to the mortal realm for a little while and grow up as a normal pony does. He said I'd probably forget who I really am for a while. But eventually I started remembering things again.
She waved a hoof.
So, yes and no. I forgot about the elements and all that when I was reborn as a mortal filly.
When did you start remembering things? Luna inquired.
Right about,
She stuck out her tongue and massaged her temples with two of her four forelegs.
I think it was right after Discord had been resealed by us girls. Could you imagine if he knew who I was?
She chuckled loudly. Luna and Celestia chuckled nervously. Pinky noticed their uneasy expressions.
Oh, I didn't mean it in a bad way,
Pinky clarified, noticing the unease of the two sisters.
I would have just told him to fix everything up, apologize, and stop being such a meanie pants. If he didn't listen, I'd just take away his magic for a little while.
You could have done that? Celestia's eyes widened.
Well, maybe. I mean, even elders can't take away all the magic in someone. Even if we could, that'd be bad.
Celestia nodded in understanding. Magic courses through the veins of every living creature, even if they cannot consciously harness it. To take it away from a living creature would be...
Right!
Pinkie Pie hopped around a few times, eventually landing right between Celestia and Luna. The smile on her face quickly grew into a cheery grin, and she continued.
So, now that we got the whole introduction dealy thing out of the way, how about you two? Any questions for us? Comments?
Her eyes twinkled with magic as she tilted her head from side to side, looking to either of the two sisters.
Don't be afraid to ask!
Actually, well, there is one question I have.
Celestia and Pinkie Pie glanced over to Luna, who was once more looking at the floor. She chewed her lower lip and couldn't raise her gaze to meet Pinkie Pie.
Okay, Luna,
Pinkie replied with a supportive smile.
What do you want to ask?
Luna frowned, her eyes narrowing as she continued to gaze at the floor. Eventually, she looked up to meet Pinkie's gaze. She licked her lips nervously and spoke just above a whisper.
Why us?
Pinkie cocked her head to the side, a perplexed expression on her face.
What do you mean?
Celestia's own eyes widened a fraction, and a look of understanding dawned upon her. It was a question she had pondered during her first years when she walked the plains of the yet-to-be-named Equestria, back when she had been alone, with only a basic understanding of the world and a vague notion of peace and unity among races, races she had yet to meet, let alone lead. Even then, it wasn't until she had awoken one evening to see a dark blue foal sleeping beside her that she truly understood what it meant to care for another being.
Together, you two shall bring forth a new age. No, not an age, but a new way of being. Celestia and Luna of Sun and Moon, we bestow upon you our blessing. Guide this world as you see fit. We shall be watching over you. Be strong, for the road you two shall travel will be filled with challenges.
That had been the first time Celestia and Luna had ever been contacted by the Elders. Neither knew who the Elders really were, but both Alicorns felt a deep sense of reverence from them. It wasn't until several centuries passed that the Elders next spoke to them, telling them of a tree of vast power hidden deep within a forest. A tree that could restore balance to a world plagued with chaos. Her thoughts returning to the present, Celestia nodded.
Yes, we have both wondered for a long time about that. Why us? Why were we chosen to do what we do?
Pinkie frowned, then offered a sheepish grin.
I don't know.
You don't?
Nope, not a clue. Believe it or not, I wasn't really around when you two were first brought to the mortal plane. I came about just after Luna appeared. At least I think so.
She adopted a thoughtful look.
I do remember when Zebrica and Saddle Arabia started breaking off and drifting away from Equisland, though. So it was a while back.
I see. Celestia frowned. We have always been curious as to what reason we were put here.
Pinkie sighed.
I wish I knew. Even we elders don't know everything.
I find that hard to believe, Luna said with a hint of amusement in her voice.
considering it was the elders who crafted the world. Pinky gave her an apologetic smile.
Sorry. If it means anything, I know it was for a good reason. Will we ever...
Luna's voice softened.
Will we ever cease to be, Pinky? Celestia and I, that is.
Pinkie Pie's smile fell.
You don't know? Celestia guessed.
Yeah.
Pinky scuffed the tile with three of her hooves.
I'm not really in charge of much, so I don't know everything about everything.
What are you in charge of, if I might ask?
Pinky grinned as she looked to Celestia.
Me? Oh, I bring hope and laughter to mortals. At least, I used to.
Hope and laughter?
Pinky nodded.
Yep. Though, after you two discovered the elements, I didn't need to anymore. The elements' magic made it so everyone could do it themselves, which is good. Let me tell you, I liked bringing happiness to everyone, but it was exhausting.
So, you're an elder without a charge?
Eh, kinda,
Pinky answered with a wave of her hoof.
My family said that I could be in charge of making sure everything was okay in Equestria for a while. That's why I was born as a mortal pony and grew up like one.
She grinned.
I'm so lucky, too, because I have my big family of elders, and then I have my mortal family, too. I got two families, and... Wait, no, three, since I'm pretty sure I'm an apple, or at least I am according to Applejack and her family's opinions, I am. So, three families. Well, wait, the cakes are also like a family to me, too, so four families.
She clopped her hooves together and let out a giggle.
Wow, I didn't realize it until now, but it's great being a pony.
I'm glad you've enjoyed your time in Equestria, then, Celestia said, a smile appearing on her face once more. It makes me happy to hear that Luna and I have done well in ruling this land.
Oh, I almost forgot!
Pinky bounced in place as she continued.
From now on, the elders are letting you guys maintain the planet on your own.
Luna and Celestia's mouth opened slightly. The throne room was absolutely silent. Luna was the first to recover.
I beg your pardon?
Pinky beamed.
You two are totally in charge now. The Tree of Harmony is under your care, and you've done a great job. The elders all think that it's finally okay to let you take care of the planet without our help.
Neither sister said anything for a long while after that. Celestia and Luna looked to one another, surprise etched in their features. The elders would no longer involve themselves in the planet? No more otherworldly guardians to offer advice or assign the two sisters tasks or goals every few centuries?
Truly? Luna asked. But what are we to do then?
Pinky just tilted her head to the side.
Just keep doing what you're doing, I guess. I don't know. Maybe get some ice cream. I mean, I'd get ice cream right now, but that's just me. Maybe go see a movie or have a party for doing such a great job.
Keep doing what we're doing, Celestia repeated. Is that all?
Pinky sighed, though her smile was still present.
Yeah, you know, live. Be a pony, do what you like.
Are we to give up our titles?
Luna asked, a hint of trepidation in her voice.
Are we being released from our duties?
Pinky shook her head.
No. Well, you two could take a break or let someone else rule if you wanted.
The Divine spread her forelegs out as she continued.
There's a whole world of things you could do. Be your own pony. If you want to stop being princesses, go ahead. Though, I think it might be nice to let Equestria know and maybe put some pony else in charge with you two being gone. Oh, and let Twilight know so she doesn't freak out. We don't want her to have a panic attack and think she has to run the country all by herself.
Luna and Celestia continued to sit there in relative silence. They were stunned. They were free to do as they wished now? For as long as they had known, they had been charged with the sacred task of maintaining a balance in the mortal plane. Ruling Equestria was among those duties, but it was not among their chief duty. And surely those responsibilities could not be abdicated.
What of the sun and the moon? Celestia asked.
Celestia and Luna had come to see their celestial charges as an extension of themselves, which they were, in a sense.
The idea of no longer holding that connection just felt wrong.
Yeah, you'll probably need to keep taking care of those. Pinky slumped a bit, laughing a little. I mean, if you don't want to, I can let my family know. We could probably do something about that. Maybe mess with the gravity a little, dabble with the elliptical orbit of the planet and have it do all the moving.
She waved a hoof dismissively.
That, or just let the unicorns have control of the moon and sun again.
Could we continue to rule Equestria and control the sun and the moon? Luna asked.
Sure, Pinky replied with a smile. Like I said, the two of you are free to live your lives as you want to. Well, you were before, but you had responsibilities to take care of.
Celestia nodded slowly. In that case, we thank you for this, for trusting us with the continued care of the land.
The same could be said for ruling over Equestria. While such responsibilities were exhausting at times, Luna and Celestia both had come to embrace their roles and took pride in what they did. They had the love of many subjects, and loved them all in return. For the sisters, there was no greater calling than that.
Oh, you're welcome, Celestia.
Pinky giggled.
Thanks for being such a great princess and helping me become friends with Twilight and the girls.
She looked to Luna and continued.
Oh, and Princess Luna, thanks for making such a pretty night sky so I wouldn't get scared when I was a little filly. And thanks for being so nice to me on Nightmare Night and for giving Equestria another chance.
You're welcome, Pinkie Pie, Luna said with the faintest blush.
Pinkie Pie lifted a hoof, looking at a watch that had suddenly manifested itself on one of her many wrists.
Oh, wow, would you look at the time? I've been yakking away and you two are probably so busy.
She shook her head while laughing.
Well, I have one last thing to take care of.
Oh?
Celestia raised an eyebrow.
What would that be?
Pinkie Pie closed her eyes and took in a breath. When she opened her eyes once more, they were glowing with a white, ethereal light. She floated into the air, and the ever-present aura surrounding her became more intense. Her eight legs stretched out to their fullest as the room was flooded in an arcane power. Celestia and Luna both let out a gasp as a bright light shot out from Pinkie Pie and surged upwards through the ceiling. It left no marks on the marble or scorched any of the stonework. As the arc of light continued to flow from her, Pinkie began to lower back down to the ground. Eventually, the light stopped flowing from her, and Pinkie curled into a ball as she was encased in a bubble of pink magic. She disappeared from sight as the orb of energy began to hum. Celestia and Luna braced themselves as a shockwave of magic buffeted them, strong enough to cause them to lose their footing and make their manes billow out and flap about for several seconds. When they looked up, they could see Pinkie floating in the air once more. She had returned to her mortal form and had her eyes closed. She dropped to the floor with a thud. Both sisters let out startled gasps as they rushed to her side.
Pinkie Pie!
Celestia called out, lifting the mare's head gently with her magic, resting a wing beneath it.
Oh, stars, please be okay!
Luna spoke frantically.
Silly, what?
Pinkie groaned and opened her eyes.
That felt weird.
She blinked several times and gave the two alicorns weak smiles.
I'm seeing double right now.
Are you all right, Pinkie Pie?
Celestia asked, brushing a wing over the mare's forehead.
Are you hurt?
Nope, just dizzy and a little tired, too.
She yawned.
They didn't tell me it'd be so exhausting when I did that.
What, pray tell, was that?
Luna inquired.
That was a lot of magic, whatever it was.
Pinkie chuckled.
That was my divinity. Or at least my divinity magic. It's part of what makes me an elder.
Celestia and Luna exchanged worried glances.
And what did you do with that magic?
Let it go,
Pinkie answered simply.
Let it go?
Celestia repeated.
To where?
Home.
Pinkie nodded upwards.
So, what does that mean?
Luna dared to ask.
It means I'm not a divine anymore.
Pinkie got back on her hooves and smiled.
Just little old Pinkie Pie.
You gave up your divinity,
But why?
Pinky cocked her head to the side as she looked to Luna.
Because I want to live like the rest of the world does. I haven't gotten any older for a few years now. Not even by a day since I remembered who I was, so I told my family that I'd like to keep living as a mortal.
Pinky bounced in place.
I mean, mortality is so wonderful. Every day is something to treasure. You get to experience all kinds of things. Make new friends, go on adventures, fall in love, sing, laugh, cry.
Pinky sighed happily.
I mean, I could do those things before when I was an elder, sure, but I never grew old. I didn't get to experience creaky bones or get that wisdom that comes from living and enduring the flow of time. I mean, have you ever talked with Granny Smith? She's so wise, even if she can be goofy at times.
Pinky let out a giggle snort.
I was always jealous of you two. You get to live in such a wonderful world.
Luna and Celestia frowned, and the elder hesitantly asked,
So, you're going to die someday?
Pinky shrugged.
Yeah, but everyone who lives dies. There's nothing wrong with death. It's just a reason to treasure your friends and family all the more, right?
Celestia smiled and shook her head softly.
Pinky, those are wise words to live by.
Thanks!
Luna sighed.
I'm curious if the same can be said for us, though. We have not aged at all in what seems like an eternity.
Well, Pinky said, things are always changing, aren't they?
She winked.
So who knows?
So, Celestia asked.
Well, I'd better get going,
Pinky said suddenly. She turned around only to stop and let out a gasp, spinning to face the sisters.
Oh, I wanted to let you know we're throwing a surprise party for Spike in 2 weeks. Both of you are invited, and I know Spike would really, really appreciate it if you two could stop by for a bit. I know how busy you two are, but even just dropping by for a teensy-weensy teeny-tiny itty-bitty bit would be great.
I...
Celestia's confusion melted into a smile.
We'll be there. Just give us the specifics, and we'll make the time.
Great!
Pinky cheered.
I'll send you an invitation later this week, then. Thanks, you two! See you soon, okay?
With that, Pinkie Pie made her way towards the door. Just before she reached them, though...
Wait, Pinky.
The mayor turned around, an expectant look in her eyes.
Yeah?
Celestia made her way to the mayor, Luna following close behind.
Selly, what?
Pinky, I have another question for you. It slipped my mind.
Pinky giggled.
I know. Go ahead, ask.
Celestia blinked, surprised by Pinky's words.
Well, first and foremost, Celestia sighed. Twilight Sparkle, I'm sure you know full well how important she is to, well, our future, Equestria's future.
Yep,
Pinky said with a nod. Celestia's look became one of uncertainty.
Is there anything Luna and I should be doing to help her further? Is there anything we should prepare for? Luna's prophecies have helped, but...
Just trust her, Pinky said.
Just trust...
Celestia gave Pinky a quizzical look.
Just trust Twilight?
Yep. Just keep doing what you're doing. Believe in each other, and it'll all work out just fine.
Luna stepped forward a bit.
Surely there is something we must know besides just trust her. Not to say that we don't believe fully in Twilight Sparkle. And... Well, all of you. Even Spike's played a role in Equestria's future.
Just like you predicted, Luna,
Pinky said with a wink. Luna sighed and closed her eyes. When she opened them, she was staring off into space.
When young flame does flourish, and its courage and faith is tested by the icy grip of the shadow, only then will the North be freed, and a new age shall begin.
So... Luna's 30th prophecy is right?
Celestia asked. Pinky cleared her throat and, in a similar fashion to Luna, recited,
When the Knight's daughter leaves her charge to the Elder, and when the stars aid in her escape, when a spark ignites a harmony once lost, that spark shall spread, and a flame shall bring hope to a frozen heart.
when the young flame does flourish, and its courage and faith is tested by the icy grip of the shadow, only then will the North be freed, and a new age shall begin. When the light of hope and unity swells, the untouched shall bring within reach, and the heavens beyond shall be closer than ever before. And the divines themselves will watch the impossible become reality, Luna finished. Pinky, what does that mean? Pinky bit her lower lip.
I can't say.
You don't know? Celestia asked.
No, I do, but I'm sworn not to tell a single mortal.
She sighed.
Sorry.
Both sisters gave weak smiles, but nodded. Celestia chuckled softly. I suppose some things are better left as a surprise, aren't they?
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. If I told you, well, then it might cause problems.
Very well, Luna said with a smirk. I suppose we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
That's the spirit, Pinky laughed. So, anything else? I can't guarantee I'll fully remember everything. My family might have made me forget a few things, just so I don't cause an accident with my knowledge of things that normal ponies shouldn't know. She sighed. That kind of stinks, though. How will I remember the best way to make a Stardust Surprise pie with Aether Light filling? She grumbled. I'd better write it down so I don't forget. Oh, but how will I get any Stardust or Aether Light? Gah!
If we ever run across any, we'll be sure to send it your way, Pinkie Pie. Celestia laughed.
Great!
She gave a little bounce and beamed happily.
So, see you at Spike's party?
You can count on it, Celestia answered with a nod. Luna and I will search through our personal vaults for a gemstone befitting of such a wonderful dragon.
Oh, he'll love that!
She pushed open the door and made her way out.
Bye, Princess Celestia! Bye, Princess Luna!
The door shut behind her, and the two sisters found themselves alone in the throne room.
Well,
Luna began. I wasn't expecting that, Celestia said with a laugh. I told you there was nothing to worry about, though, didn't I? Luna rolled her eyes. I believe now that I fully understand Rainbow Dash's tendency to refer to Pinkie Pie as so random. I thought she was quirky at first, but, well... Pinkie Pie does have a tendency to throw everyone for a loop once in a while. Luna sighed and let out a yawn. Well, now I'm tired again. All right, Luna. Would you like me to hold court a bit later into the evening so that you can catch up on your sleep? Luna waved a hoof. No, I'm capable of taking care of court tonight. I'll just have some coffee when I wake up. The elder Alicorn leaned towards her sister and wrapped a wing around her. It's as though I should feel different all of a sudden. Agreed. I was expecting some grand ceremony where mountains rose up from the earth and stars fell from the sky. I suppose Pinkie Pie telling us we have done a good job is more than enough. I was hoping for some cake at least. You would, Luna snickered. The two eventually released one another. Well, sister, I am off for some much-deserved rest. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good rest, Luna. I'll see you at dinner. Tell the guards they may come back inside, will you? Luna left the throne room, and a moment later the guards opened the doors and filed back in. Celestia made her way back to the throne, a bit of a spring in her step as she did so. She glanced at a small pile of papers she had been meaning to look over, only to pause as her gaze rested on something that had not been on the table a moment ago. A piece of vanilla frosting cake on a plate with a fork resting beside it sat on a previously open space at the table. There was a fresh slice of strawberry sitting on the frosting, along with a drizzling of chocolate. Celestia quirked an eyebrow as she spotted a note beside the delectable morsel.
Celestia, why didn't you tell me she wanted some cake? Next time just say so and I'll make some in advance. Sincerely, Pinkie Pie.
Celestia stood there for several moments, reading over the note written in what appeared to be pink crayon. She glanced back at the cake, then the note, then the doorway. She eventually set the note down and chuckled mirthfully. She lifted the plate of cake up with her magic. Using a fork, she cut a piece of the fluffy dessert and brought it to her mouth.
A pleasant hum sounded in her throat, and she let the delicious flavors play across her palate. "So random indeed," she chuckled. The End.